The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
No.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Get it straight, we be.
We be.
Draped up by Bun B. Draped up. I'll send it over too, but it's Bun B. Draped up. Okay, let's go. More sports. What's happening? As the church bells ring, I'll walk towards them. I'll walk towards the church bells. How are your friends? Good to be back in Los Angeles from Spokane. Oh my God, did Spokane bring the ruckus? Draped up, drip, bop, bop, draped up. Good God. I will be back at the Spokane Comedy Club, ASAMFP, as they say. That Monday night show was... That's not normal. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not normal to go to a town that you've never performed at before and have 400 people on a Monday just going crazy. Going crazy. Yeah. Jay Moore went to Spokane, Washington. It's not Spokane. Spokane. And it's not Tacoma, baby. Spokane. Yeah. He killed it. He didn't even do Christopher Walken. So let's talk about your Cy Young Award winners, who they should be. Chris Sale, it should be. Let's talk about the Cowboys with a brand new identity. And wow, is it ever a great identity. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks in trouble. The good news is they get to play the Colts next. Ooh, the Rams are in first place. Are you guys for real? Are you for real? Mike Tomlin. Yeah. Why is it always about race? Well, I'll get to that. Again, let me tell you something. For starters, this Saturday, let's start with Thursday. This Thursday, coming up right now, Los Angeles, I am going to be at Flappers recording a live More Stories podcast with a very special guest. Come on, Flame, skate harder. Hi, this is Barry White. If you die and come to heaven, please bring hot dog buns. John DiMaggio will be my guest. If you miss that, shame on you. I'm about to throw in the towel on the live podcast because, you know, you get like Adam Carolla and me on stage and there's like 20 people there. I go, you know what? This would be a lot better in my garage. So I hope you can make it. And Saturday, I'm at the Melrose Improv in Hollywood. That, of course, is on Melrose at Crescent Heights, 8 o'clock show, just me, 90 minutes, working out my stand-up special that I'll do next summer in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. Going to be filming all that little documentary stuff. This episode of More Sports is brought to you by Dave Kamgoff, an AOL account like me. I love it. That is great. David Goff, that does not suck. Dave, I think this is your second Amazon read in two episodes. Hey, JJ, I finally remembered to go to your site before I went to Amazon. I clicked Amazon at jmoore.com. I got some books for college. Dropped $437 on three books. Good God. Lots of business communication books, so I can learn how to type out memos correctly. Apparently, accountants do that sort of thing. Just trying to do my part to help Meredith Daniel get his education. Much love to you and the other Moriers. It's nice. I'm bummed out I can't see you because of work when you're in Spokane. My hours are from 5 to 11. Keep doing what you are doing. David Goff. Yeah, I know David Goff. Me and Logan Lynn took an Uber to the place he worked to get some food and have some fun, and it was closed. He's like, no, I'm in here alone, closing up. I'm like, yeah, that's how people get whacked in the movies. No thanks, David Goff. But thank you very much for using that Amazon banner. Go to jmoore.com, check out the new animation. I hope you guys like it, man. It's really funny. All right, let's get to it. Cy Young Award. Everybody's telling me that it's Max Scherzer's, not Clayton Kershaw's. And to that I ask, are you high?
Legalize it, yeah.
Good for the asthma. Doubtful. Good for the Cy Young Award. Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball. Max Scherzer is not the best pitcher in baseball. Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball. And they're going to penalize Clayton Kershaw for being injured. With only 6 days to go in the 2017 regular season. Okay. Clayton Kershaw leads the league in ERA with 2.21. Kershaw, 2.5. Scherzer, 2.55. That's really impressive. But your leader in ERA, earned run average, is Clayton Kershaw. Wins and losses. Clayton Kershaw is the leader. 18 wins, 4 losses. Scherzer, 16-6. That's two wins. That's a four-game swing. So what are we even talking about? I'm not going to get to whip and all that nerd bullshit because I don't even know what the fuck it means. Strikeouts / balls. Oh, boy. Kershaw's the leader at balls. So it's basically, you know, it's probably going to go to Scherzer. West Coast bias. It should be Kershaw. Greinke is in the mix, but with an you can't win the Cy Young with an ERA of 3 unless you have like 25 wins. I'm sorry. Strasburg, 14-4, 2.6, 2.7. What the fuck is a FIP? What is FIP now? Would you stop with the data? Greinke, the most innings out of the crew. Gio Gonzalez making a little fight. Let's not forget Robbie Ray. Robbie, how are ya? Look, this should go to Kershaw. Let's stop bullshitting each other, okay? Mike Tomlin was called a terrible name by a man who is the fire chief of a town in Pennsylvania, I believe. Yeah. This is the fire chief. A volunteer fire chief went on Facebook. Mike Tomlin didn't have his team go out for the national anthem. One guy did. Look. The reason Mike Tomlin did not have the Steelers go out for the national anthem was because, if you watch any interview that he did, I don't want my team associated with any of this nonsense that's going on right now, this politics of football. Paul Smith, you guys, when I was doing radio, you guys would say, why has it always got to be about race? Well, if you're white, that's a great question. If you're a white guy with, I don't know, a lot of black loved ones, it's a ridiculous question because it's always about race. On his Facebook page, Cecil Township, volunteer fire station number 2, chief fireman, put Mike Tomlin on blast on Facebook. This is a public Facebook post. And what he put, I'm going to say the N-word, so fucking call TMZ or whatever the shit they want to do. This is what the news is. This is hey, TMZ, this is actual news, okay? This is what actual news is when somebody says something that's newsworthy. Okay? I'm trying to find the damn thing, and there's an ad for a fucking play for free cross out. There's fucking video game ads for people looking up other people's Facebook racial slurs. Goodness gracious. Cowboys beat the Cardinals, and they've changed their entire identity. I'll get to that. Taco Charlton is a bust thus far. I'll tell you the rookies. By the way, where's Myles Garrett? Where's Mitch? 4 out of the top 10 picks don't play, but he don't play. Cowboys have a problem, though, and I'll tell you what that is. So this guy is the fire chief in Cecil Township. Paul Smith. Hey, everybody know that name? Paul Smith. Tomlin just added himself to the list of no good niggers. Yes, I said it. That was his Facebook post. His Facebook photo, Paul Smith, is of first responders raising the American flag at Ground Zero. I just got choked up. That's where we're at as a country, with sick fucks like this that put things like that. The guy said he was, I'm embarrassed at this. He said, I want to apologize. I was frustrated and angry at the Steelers not standing the anthem. This had nothing to do with my fire department. I regret what I said. Yeah, I regret what you said. I actually don't regret what you said, because you know, I want to know who else is on your list of no good N-words. If Mike Tomlin just got on the list of no good N-words, who are the other ones? Like, hey, what about the emails, Hillary? What about your list of no good niggers, Paul Smith? I would love to see this fucking scumbag's list of no good black people that he keeps. This is a motherfucking first responder. After that Steeler lost, Mike Tomlin's house catches on fire. God forbid, Kanahara, pa-pa-pa, with his kids inside. You don't think this fat white fuck is going to shuffle his feet? This is a fucking crime, what we're looking at here. I'm not fucking around. This is a crime. Look, I'm as white as the driven snow, but this is a fucking crime. I guarantee you I could put this fucking guy in jail or some type of penalty when you are a goddamn fire chief and you're putting Mike Tomlin onto a list that you already have of no good N-words. And then period, new sentence, yes, I said it. And your avi is the American flag being raised by fucking first responders, you scumbag. This is where we fucking live. This is our country. This is where we're at. This is a chief, this is a fire chief because the fucking Steelers lost a football game. And then you come out for the anthem. Or they won or whatever the fuck happened. You fucking scumbag motherfucker. You fucking motherfucking scumbag motherfucker. You're a piece of shit. You are a motherfucking no good N-word. As a white guy, you are exactly whatever the fuck sick twisted shit you think Mike Tomlin, a motherfucking G with a Super Bowl ring and a college education, as you sit there in a volunteer fire department and sweat in the humidity through your fucking walrus mustache, you fat fucking cuckold motherfucker. Oh, I'd put my fucking hands around your neck if it was legal, or if I can get away with it, or if your neck was a size that I could get my fucking hands around. Mike Tomlin is a no good N-word? It's always about race. It's always about, well, the reason it's about race is because guys aren't standing for the anthem. Yeah, Mike Tomlin's never been called a nigger before this guy. You guys, you girls, you ladies, we have to, we must, at all fucking costs, right now, just pause. Pause. And before you say all lives matter, say something like this instead. What makes you say that, Black Lives Matter? What's happening on your side of the fence? Because I don't know what it's like to live in a black community. You don't know what it's like to live in a black community. Black people know what it's like to live in a black community. They don't know what it's like to live in a white community. When people say I have white privilege, that ruffles my fucking feathers, because I don't have any privilege. I have $0. Nothing has ever been given to me. Except, you know, some fucking, you know, coochie. Mike Tomlin was the wide receiver coach at Virginia Military Institute. He was a graduate assistant at the University of Memphis. University of Tennessee at Martin, he was on the coaching staff. Coached defensive backs at the University of Cincinnati. You know what these are? Jobs. Graduated from Denby High, Newport News. Went to College of William and Mary, Kappa Alpha Psi. Second year All-Yankee Conference selection, 1994. An educated man. But if you do something like remove your team. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot this part. Fucking Super Bowl champion. Oh yeah, there's that part too. Racist fucking fat cunt. Yuck. That's a guy that's just made the list of no good ends. And then the guy goes, yes, I said it. Oh, this doesn't reflect my fire department at all. No, it does. It does indeed. Because there's no way you didn't have this conversation with other racist scumbag. TMZ thinks I'm fucking racist? What are you guys, out of your fucking minds? With that shit out there in the real world, you want to put some weird... This is a long time ago, so fuck it. It's the last time I quote Lil Boozy. Lil Boozy! Just pause, please. Just pause. Just don't embrace debate. Embrace listening. Help me understand rather than be understood. Cowboys beat the Cardinals, but I got to tell you something. Cowboys weren't as good as the Cardinals were awful. Fourth quarter play selection by the Cardinals was atrocious. Yeah, the entire preacher's box, that whole middle of the field that Bill Belichick used to beat the Rams, and they just chucked it down the sidelines. They bullshitted, and Carson Palmer, he got sacked a lot. The Cowboys have really like reinvented themselves. You got Malik Collins, a defensive tackle with 2.5 sacks. DeMarcus Lawrence has 6.5 sacks. Crawford's got one. Let me tell you something. I saw a headline that said the defense of the Cowboys, they want to be the show. They're the show. They have 11 sacks in 3 games. Hey, that's damn near 4 sacks a game. I ain't no math major, but you know what I'm saying? This is a great defense. DeMarcus Lawrence is going off. He's with another Boise State cat, Malik Collins. The linebackers haven't even gotten busy. Sean Lee doesn't have any sacks. You got corner blitzes that are coming. You haven't even gotten to the exotic blitzes and stuff. Wilson, Hitchens, Jalen Smith hasn't gotten loose. Jordan Lewis is a rookie. He's got a pick. By the way, Taco Charlton, first round, 2 tackles. Way to stink. Thanks, buddy. Here's a problem I see with the Cowboys. Dez Bryant, 27 targets, 11 catches. Yep. Cole Beasley, 14 targets, 8 catches. So those two dudes, 41 targets, 19 catches. Yeah, well, the ball's probably overthrown and shitty. Well, no, if Dak Prescott throws 67%, then these two, something is weird. Terrence Williams catching everything that goes his way. Zeke is catching everything going his way. Harden, Jason Witten, and Bryce. Cowboys are really good, and the fact that they flipped the switch on defense, holy smokes. Gee whiz. You got 6.5 sacks after 3 games, DeMarcus Lawrence. Cowboys are legit. Don't sleep on them. Now, they can just focus the offense on Dez Bryant, not dropping 33 out of fucking 22 passes or something like that. It's more sports. Do me a favor. Pause. Don't get angry. Don't point. Don't point. Keep your arms at your side and put a little clothesline from your heart to somebody else's. Please. Be understood and try to understand. I really, really love you guys. This dedicated to DJ Screw, Fat Pat, Big Mellow, Big Steve, Bun. Well, it's Big Bud Beater, baby, Mr. Wood Grain. With diamonds up against some ballin' through your hood, man. And I'm smoking on some good, man. The color purple. Not the movie, but the kind that have you going in a circle. Chrome looking more blasted in the trench coat tower. My car dripping candy paint like it just came out the shower. Like face, I got the money, the power, and the finesse. To roll around one deep with 100,000 round my neck.